Aleph. Hanalat cheshbonot, bookkeeping, yeah, accounting. So what, I mean, we've seen a lot of different things that we've learned and applied into our personal lives from the business world. Strategic planning, productivity, time management, profit and loss. Now let's look at the accounting department.
עסקים יכולים לקום ולפול במחלקת הנהלת חשבונות.
Businesses can succeed and fail. Yeah, I mean, what could have been an otherwise successful business can fail quite dismally if the accounting department is not functioning properly, right? Because you don't know what's going on.
Amas legei lerevach, in order to make a profit, המאזן חייב להיות ערוך היטב.
The balance sheet needs to be very well organized.
ולשקף רווח והפסד יומיים,
in order to be able to look at profit and loss on a day-to-day basis, right?
זו אבן הבוחן לאיזה כיוון יפון העסק.
That's the barometer of what direction the business is going. Yeah, the numbers, you know, the business, they're declaring their figures this week, the financial statements for this quarter are coming out. You judge the health of a business based on the cheshbon, right?
כולנו זקוקים להנהלת חשבונות, מה הרווחתי היום, מה הפסדתי.
Everybody needs an accountant to know, did I profit today, did I lose today, right? Otherwise, you could spend a whole year running a business, at the end of the day, you didn't realize you were losing money every day. If after today you realize you lost money, you step back and say, hold on a second, what did I do wrong? Yeah, what can we fix? There's a problem, right? Maybe every week, whatever. Each business has a different amount of time when you have to take stock.
In our business, since we only live one day at a time, correct?
At night you say, "Biyadav kidruchi," I give my neshama back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I go to sleep. Sleep is 1/60th of death. I pass away. That's it. My life's finished. Tomorrow morning you get born again. You wake up. You say, "Modeh ani fanecha me'chay v'kayam." I got my neshama back. I have a new day ahead of me. So you can't do cheshbon once a week. You have to do cheshbon every day. This piece of neshama, by the way, it's not just theory.
But it's not Rechaim HaKadosh, not to be able to say Rechaim HaKadosh, but what I have heard from my Rebbeim, Rechaim HaKadosh, is that a person doesn't just have one big neshama.
Yeah? That lives for 120 years, and 120 years, you kind of, you know, you go to the kupa and you pay out.
Rechaim HaKadosh says that the neshama is made up of little pieces. So today you get today's bit of neshama, and when it's finished, it goes back.
I'll give you this little piece of neshama, Hashem, look after it for me until I'm going to need it.
Tomorrow when you wake up, you get another piece of new neshama.
That's why the fact that you learned very well yesterday is irrelevant to today.
Oh, yeah, it's such a great day learning yesterday. I learned 18 hours. Straight away, I'm going to have a little break.
So this little piece of neshama you got is going to go back to Hashem hungry.
The one you got yesterday is going to look great.
But this little piece is going to be malnutrition.
It's like I gave my one kid food, so I'm not giving another one food.
Why is your kid malnutrition?
I don't know. Keep feeding his brother. Don't understand.
Doesn't work like that. Orach Chaim Kodesh. Very, very scary. Orach Chaim.
Shabbos, he says, you get a bigger neshama. That neshama goes back on Motzei Shabbos and tells Hashem what you did with him the whole day.
So you have to do cheshbon every day. Cheshbon every day, you have to know. But you have to be true before this little stick neshama.
Obviously, there's a monthly cheshbon. It's called Chodesh. And there's a weekly cheshbon, it's called Shabbos, and there's a yearly cheshbon, it's called Elul and Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's not, obviously it's not, but on a day-to-day basis, you have to do cheshbon. So every night before you go to sleep, Baduk Heitev es Amorim Ayoy, look at the events, what happened today? V'shokel Hatzlocha Mul Kils Kishloy, and weigh up success against not success. Haimet HaMitkadem B'mala Sulam, did you head in the direction of the ladder that you want to be going? Lo, I did tzarech lekois kamo shekasak, shekasti. No, taka today, I got too cross, I shouldn't have got as cross as I did. Oh, very good. Lo, I did tzarech lepatpet the seder base. I didn't have to speak so much during the tailing in the middle of the seder. Lemacharat vaduk shuv. Then tomorrow, check again. Besayfu shal dova, hafuch la'adam, mutzlachas b'myuchad. At the end of the day, you'll be able to change if you're keeping track and keeping stock of what you're actually doing. How's my business running? You know what your goal is? Last night before we went to sleep, you had a tochnit. We spoke about it yesterday. So you go, Tuchnit, how am I going to wake up in the morning? What am I going to do tomorrow? Yeah, I have my diary all organized. Tonight, have a look and see. No, how did my business go? How did business go? Before he goes to sleep, tomorrow, what does he want to do? He wants to try this, he wants to try this strategy, he wants to speak to these people, he's got to get the advertising guys jacked up, give the sales guys a bit of the chizuk, whatever. At the end of the day, have a look. How did your business do? The strategy, this wasn't so good. Yeah, the lost leader, that didn't work so well. That was great. That month brought a lot of people to the shop. I said, we'll do that again. This was a complete disaster. Don't do it again. Yeah, using the same lost leader for 3 months and no one steps into your shop. You're using the wrong lost leader, right? So change it. So the same year, I'm on a journey from real to ideal. I have a plan. No, did I get closer to my goal or did I get further away from my goal? What did I do today? This brought me closer, oh, let's do it again. This took me further away, oh, let's try and avoid that. Cheshbon. Simple accounting, yeah? Accounting 101, bookkeeping, not even accounting. אם מנהל החשבונות שלך חושב שיש לך כסף מיותר, your accountant tells you you got extra money in the bank, yeah? You got a good cash flow. But look at the cheshbon shelcha. Haim yesh lecha zman miyutar? Have a look. Do a cheshbon. You have an extra hour in the day that's not being used productively? You got money sitting in the bank earning 1% interest. Your accountant tells you, listen, you know, you didn't notice there's $1 million in the bank and you're getting like 0.5%. Yeah? Hold on a second, I've got extra money. Let's see, maybe we can use this properly. Maybe we can buy a new business. Maybe we can expand. Maybe I get better business. You know, what am I going to do? You don't just leave money lying under your pillow. Well, you never hear a businessman doing that until recently. So you got a bit extra time on your hands? You have a look, you know, you've got half an hour a day that's not really being used. So what do you want to do with it? Have a look and see what your expenses are tomorrow. How much are you going to have to pay tomorrow? Ah, salaries tomorrow. Oh, I've got to fund this. I've got to pay the delivery guy. You've got expenses coming up tomorrow, right? איך אתה מתכוון לקום בבוקר? How do you want to get up in the morning? האם אתה מתכוון לחפש את הנעליים שלך? Yeah, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning. I'm 15 minutes looking for my shoes. And then, you know, hopefully I'll find the key somewhere. I don't know what the kids did with my shirt. About half an hour just to sort of... אם כן כתוב זאת בתוכנית, אתה יודע, 5 דקות לחיפוש נעליים. 5 minutes, finding shoes. That's what you want to do, fuck. You want to run your business like that? What's that? מה לעשות? Not the best way to run your business, but if you're going to do it, at least write it down. אתה מתכוון לרטון כשאתה הולך להתפלל? What's רטון? לרטון. למד ריש תף וו נון. אתה מתכוון לרטון כשאתה הולך להתפלל. לרטון. אז תכין לכך תקציב מתאים. אוף, איזה יום. Okay. You get the picture, yeah? Do cheshbon. How many days mutzlach yeh lachlit latchil et hayom beregel yamin? Much better to make a decision before you get a decision. You're going to get up on the right foot. Kafotz mi'amita, jump out of bed. Shtei dakot v'talavush u'mukhan letzet. 2 minutes, you're dressed, you're ready to go. And then 10 minutes looking for your shoes. Kama tov lichyot. Ah, gewaldik, yeah? אם זאת הדרך שבו אתה רוצה שיתנהל היום שלך, אז כתוב זאת בתוכניות. If that's how you want to live your life, write it down. So one of them, I'm going to jump out of bed, I'm going to be ready to go in 3 minutes. Boom. No snooze buttons. או אל תשכח לשים את הנעליים במקום. Just don't forget to put your shoes where you can find it. Or whatever else you have a hard time trying to find, right? Very simple. What do the Maishrim say? The Gemara says, what about that rule over the Neshama say? Bo cheshbon. Do a cheshbon. If you don't do a cheshbon, you've got no chance of knowing what you're going on. You've got no chance. No chance. Some of my warmest memories, my grandfather's all at a jewelry store in South Africa, 50 years. And it's like a good old, you know, good old Yiddish businessman, yeah? Morning used to come, used to open up the store, whatever, you know, get to the safe, put the money in the cash register, then they used to sell, whatever, you know, but at the end of the day, used to sit down, and used to check how much money was supposed to be in the cash register and how much money there really was. Until the book, that balance, even go home. They used to lock the store, a cup of coffee, used to sit down, like, it was a very quality family time, right? End of the busy day at the store, lock the door, no more customers, take out the money, start counting the money, check against the old wind-up cash register, how much you're supposed to have in the thing. And I'm thinking, if there was 5 cents missing, we count it again. And so my bobby used to say, "Ma, I bought stamps. Why didn't you write it down?" And I used to get upset. And if you bought stamps, you took money out there. So yes, yes, there was a piece of paper you had to write down. And I took R3 for apples or whatever. Paid the delivery guy 20 or whatever. You have to write it down. But until every penny was accounted for, he didn't go home. And that's how he lived his life. They lived his life. Cheshbon. Shadrach was mad. Everything was Cheshbon. We would sit and brainstorm a new idea, whatever. Yeah, go for it. You didn't go for it. What about this? No, Tazov, let's go. Nudniki, I used to drive us mad. But I'm telling you, until every penny was accounted for, you didn't go home. Sometimes an hour later, you still, you know. Zayda, 5 cents. No, it's not 5 cents. Something wrong with the system. The system's not working. No? You know the master about the Chofetz Chaim? Erev Yom Kippur once, he was sitting in shul, you know, when people said tefillah zaka and whatever, and he was crying like a baby. So someone came to him and said, "What do you have, Erev Yom Kippur, what are you so worried about crying like this? Like, what are you going to be worried about, the Chofetz Chaim?" He said, "I can't account for 10 minutes. 10 minutes in the year I can't find." You understand what I mean? I can't find 10 minutes in the year. Come to Erev Yom Kippur trying to count for 10 minutes. Couldn't find 10 minutes, you understand? He had his whole year cheshbon out and everything in place and exactly what he did with every minute of the day. Just 10 minutes he couldn't account for. I was broken. That's my thing at the end of the day. You can't find 5 cents. You made $1,000 today, right? And there's 10 cents missing and you can't go home because the books don't balance. Verstehst? So how come I can blunt through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and not even think about it? The business mummers, you lost $1 million today. You didn't even know. You don't even know. You paid tax for your income. You didn't even make anything. That's how we run our lives. That's how the Chofetz Chaim ran his life. I told Baruch Moshe Shmuel Shapira that when he was nifter, so a friend of mine told me he was at the Shiva house. So his son was telling a meiser. No, not the son. The Rov of the Yankel told a meiser, the Shiva. My friend was there, he heard it. So Erev Yom Kippur, the Rav always used to go to Moshe Shmuel, to go to Rosh Shiva to get a bracha and to wish him good yom tov, whatever. One year he was running very, very late, so he missed him before Kol Nidre. So the next morning, before davening, he went past, he knew he'd be awake. He went past, on the way to daven, he popped in by Rav Moshe Shmuel to get a bracha. The Rav of the Shtot, that's the Rosh Shiva. So the door was open. So he walked in quietly, and there Moshe Shmuel was sitting at his table, his kittel, his talis, looking like a melech. And next to him was a big pile of little peteks. Big pile of peteks. And he took a petek and he opened it, put it down. Put it down. That's what he was doing. That's what he was doing before going to davening at 5 o'clock in the morning. Before going to Moedik a Maisa, yeah? So while he was telling the Maisa, Moshe Shmuel's son, Rav Zelig's Rebbe, by the way, Rav Zelig learned Baruch Moshe Shmuel. I understand you're talking about it. Give a picture what we Frisker of Sunny for you. Talking about it. His son said he found one of those peteks once. One of them must have dropped on the floor, he found the petek. You know what was written on the petek? You know what Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was clapping al chet for an Erev Yom Kippur morning? A momentary hesek hadas belimud haTorah. There was a moment where he wasn't thinking in Torah. Hesek Adas. Momentary Hesek Adas from Limud HaTorah. That's what was bothering with Moshe Shmuel. You know what an accounting department that is? He's busy learning or whatever, and for a moment his mind went somewhere else. Make a note. like, okay, for him that was considered, for he considered that an avera, that needed tshuva, on his level. But you understand what an accounting department that is? I'm not saying we should be panicking on Yom Kippur for every little moment of Erev Chag HaBayis. I'm not about you, for me, I don't know, whatever. But I'm not talking about the darga, I'm talking about just the organization. That's an accounting department. 5 cents went missing, better find it. Not because of the 5 cents. But if you lack with 5 cents in the system, there's a breach in the system already. The business is not running properly. No difference is going to happen too much for the 5 cents. Yeah? But there's something lacking in the way you run a business if you can lose 5 cents. No reason why you lose 5 cents. The cash register is accurate. We counted the money, it's accurate. 5 cents went missing. How did that happen? What do you care? It's only 5 cents. No, it's not only 5 cents. The system's been breached. One moment of Erev Chag HaBayis while you're learning? Alava would even be able to say I had a moment Erev Chag HaBayis. Alava, I had one moment Erev Chag HaBayis from all the shtus in my head that I could think in learning. That would also be gewaldig. But when you know what accounting system that is? That's cheshbon. Okay, the next thing we'll do is quality control. Let's assume tomorrow we'll look at quality control. Very important, right? We're going to make sure that the shirts are going out without holes in them.